This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. Consumer Reports is out with two very important studies. One is your automotive report card, a ranking of the different automotive brands. The other is their reliability study. Joining us now, Jake Fisher, who heads the auto testing team at Consumer Reports. So, Jake, give me the overview on these two studies.
Sure, absolutely. So this year, we have 380,000 vehicles that we really poured over looking at all this data coming in from our members. And, you know, we could really figure out which vehicles are going to be the most reliable ones and which ones not so much. And unsurprisingly, it's those ones that are kind of new with new technology. Those are the ones that are kind of experiencing a lot of the growing pains. And, you know, if you really look closely, you could find some really great options there that are reliable and affordable today, even though this market is so tough with such expensive cars out there. So, you know, right at the top, you know, when you look at reliability, you know, Toyota, Subaru, Lexus, these are ones that are really showing, you know, very, very reliable models. Honda, you know, BMW actually is quite reliable as well, even though they are feature rich. On the other end, the reliability, really, it's, you know, some of those automakers having new technology and really new automakers that are really struggling. So Rivian is right at the bottom when it comes to reliability. It's kind of a shame because they're really kind of desirable vehicles. But, you know, as you could imagine, a new car company, a new vehicles, there's a lot to work out.
Now, if we take a look at domestic brands, what are we seeing in terms of reliability? That's an area of big interest here in Detroit.
Sure, absolutely. So, I mean, there are some bright spots when it comes to domestic reliability. So, first of all, Buick continues to do pretty well. They are in the top 10 when it comes to reliability. Ford is improving. And Tesla is kind of a really interesting thing. You know, they are for the first time in the top 10 when it comes to reliability. So this is kind of a bright spot for again, the new technologies. So if you look at electric vehicles, there has been some struggles just because it's new, but Tesla has kind of stuck with it now, kind of 15 years down the road, kind of making at scale electric vehicles, and they've really improved.
But in general, what you're saying is you're seeing a lot of improvement in reliability in hybrids.
Yeah, well, so again, this really comes down to of just sticking with the technology. So a lot of the hybrids are from Toyota, from you know, these automakers that have really kind of stuck with this technology and these more reliable automakers. So hybrid technology is not something that's really brand new. It's been around for about a quarter of a century now. And it does not seem to really take a toll when it comes to reliability. On the flip side, it's kind of a win-win. You get better fuel economy, and right now, you're getting better driving experience with these vehicles. Often, they're more powerful, smoother, and quieter.
And let's take a look at brands that have made a lot of movement up or down. Are there brands that changed a lot in the last year or so, for better or for worse?
Yeah, actually, Lincoln really has come up as a brand. They've actually are seventh in terms of best brands. This is looking overall. So we're looking at reliability, how they test on in our all of our tests that we do in our 327-acre test facility. Safety, everything. They've come up 17 spots year over year, and that really is attributed to Well, first of all, I mean, Ford and Lincoln products do perform very well in our testing, but what that's attributed to is an improvement on reliability in some of their products, and that really, really helps them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, for the most part, when you get complaints about reliability, do they tend to be more secondary things like annoying screens, things of that nature that do not necessarily affect the ability of the vehicle to get you from point A to point B? Do we pretty much have the engines down pat?
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent question. And, I mean, one thing that I think is worthwhile kind of talking about, the way we assess reliability, which is somewhat unique, is that you'll never hear Consumer Reports talk about problems per 100. It's not about the sheer amount of problems, it's about the severity of the problems. So you are 100% correct. You are much more likely to have a problem with your infotainment system than you are with a than having a major powertrain problem. But when we do our assessment and we look and actually comparatively rate these vehicles based on reliability, we're much more heavily weighting those serious problems that are affecting your ability to drive the vehicle, and not weighting very heavily some of those annoyance issues. If you can't, stream Spotify today, you're still going to be able to get to your destination.
Let's shift to the automotive brand report cards. What are you seeing there?
Well, I mean, a lot of these things that that have to do with reliability is really where it's making a difference in terms of that brand report card. So Lincoln going up 17 spots, that's the brand report card. Tesla has gone up 8 spots in our brand report card to the top 10. It's number 10 in the list. So those are kind of some big movers and shakers. Again, a lot of that's based on the reliability data that we're releasing.
Subaru is number one on that list. What are they doing right?
So what Subaru is doing right is really, what we know. I mean, Toyota does this too, is they really are very conservative with when they redesign vehicles. They pick what they do, and they do a lot of it well. So you look at Subaru, yeah, they're a lot of all-wheel drive vehicles. They have a lot of shared components that are proven, and they just make more of it. And they're not experimenting so much. I mean, even when you look at electrification, yeah, they are getting into hybrids now, but they're using a proven system from Toyota. Their electric vehicle is actually built, for the most part, by Toyota. So they're really just kind of focusing on what they do right now in terms of their powertrains. And fortunately, they perform very, very well. So a lot of that and staying the course is really what helps them.
Well, what are Land Rover and Jeep doing wrong that they're the two brands at the bottom, and they're actually two similar brands other than the luxury part of Land Rover, but they're both brands known for rugged, outdoorsy things of that nature. Does any of that play into it? And what's causing those brands to be at the bottom?
Well, I mean, there's no reason why you can't make a vehicle that's capable off-road, also reliable. Toyota has certainly proven that with, models like the 4Runner. I think with Stellantis and, JLR, Land Rover, Jaguar Land Rover, I mean, it's really about just shifts in management and shifts in their focus. So what we see sometimes, when you look at Jeep, for instance, right? I mean, they used to be, part of Mercedes-Benz, and then they switched to it was Fiat, and now it's Stellantis. There's just shifts. Land Rover is the same kind of thing. That makes it tough. And we also see in those brands, they're actually kind of embracing, even though you don't kind of think about Jeep as kind of a high-tech car company, they are embracing plug-in hybrids, a lot. And plug-in hybrids, we have found, tend to be a fair amount, about 80% less reliable than internal combustion engine vehicles. And that's because of that added complexity that they're adding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.